AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Democrats and reporters should be embarrassed following the release of Attorney General Bill Barr's report on Robert Mueller's Russia investigation.
It's not just that they reported and spread a slanderous, malicious lie, but they hoped for the takedown of the President of the United States.
The summary from Barr says Mueller found no evidence the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 campaign, but reached no conclusion on whether the president obstructed justice. Sanders was asked if Barr should release the full Mueller report.
That decision is being left up to the attorney general, and he'll make that determination when he's ready.
Barr said he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein determined Mueller's evidence was insufficient to prove in court the president had committed obstruction of justice to hamper the investigation. California Democrat Ro Khanna sits on the House Oversight Committee. He says Barr went too far.
Bill Barr somehow made himself the person who was going to make this determination when Bob Mueller wanted the American people to make that determination.
The special counsel's investigation did not come up empty-handed. It ensnared nearly three dozen people, senior Trump campaign operatives among them. The Supreme Court is rejecting an appeal from a company owned by an unidentified foreign government that has refused to turn over information demanded by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. A long-range rocket fired from the Gaza Strip slammed into a house in central Israel and wounded seven people early today, forcing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to cut short a high-profile visit to Washington. The nation's business economists foresee a sharp slowdown in the U.S. economic growth over the next 2 years, a sharp contrast to the Trump administration's predictions that growth will accelerate this year and next. The findings show that they project a growth of 2.4% and just 2% in 2020. This is AP Radio News. An investigation has started in Norway into why a cruise ship carrying more than 1,300 people set sail along the country's often wild western coast despite storm warnings. Susan Dahlberg from the San Francisco area was on board.
The ship was tipping at a 45-degree angle on each side. We were in our cabin and everything was sliding everywhere and breaking and crashing, and we could hardly move or walk.
Dahlberg said it started to sink in what was happening.
The ship's alarm sounded and we looked at each other and said, oh my God, this is real.
It was a daring rescue.
We were strapped. We were lifted together off the ship in 60-mile-an-hour winds.
She and her husband, about a half of the passengers, were taken off. The rest stayed until the ship limped into port in Norway. Nine people were hospitalized. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.